Okie dokie, good morning, God over ashes, podcast, weekly devotional. We are in Isaiah 9, nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. Think of people dividing stuff and being so happy with the abundance. Look at all this. Look, here's some for you, some for me. Look at all this, you guys. We're so blessed. Men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Makes me think of Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. Learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulder, the rod of the oppressor, it's been shattered, you guys. It's over. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. You will burn that which tormented you. This is me now speaking. It's not in the Bible. It's just me hearing from God. That which tormented you will be set on fire and go up in flames. You've defeated it and it is no more. All right, 9 verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And that is the end of Isaiah 9, verse 7. So let us pray. Father God, thank you for this beautiful new day. Thank you for springtime. May the month of May be joy, blessing, renewal, freshness, and new life. That we would all be having a new perspective, a fresh perspective to see the new things that you are doing. That we would peacefully surrender the pain, the torment, the struggle of the past to you, that you would sift it, gently bring back to us that which we need for conviction, for the growth of your kingdom. Give us only the memories that serve to augment our growth in you, God, that you would be glorified. Anything else that is just useless, that is just wasting, distracting, that only serves to tire us and waste us. Just get rid of it. We let it fall off to the sides and down, down, down to the depths. We trust you with it, God. And we say yes to you. We say yes to the cross of Jesus Christ. We say yes to the man that he was and is, to the God, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We say yes to the divinity in Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth and him alone. We clearly see that there are fakes out there and we say no to those. We invite your perfect spirit, your intimate knowing into our hearts, God. Let us be your sheep, that we know your voice, that we hear it, and we know that it's you and nothing else. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come. We receive you. We thank you, Father God. You are so good. Amen.